You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a TV Roundup commentary.
To the BingeCast TV Roundup commentary for Game of Thrones, the series finale, Season 8, Episode 6, The Iron Throne. Moreno, I'm here with Jim Law. What's going on?
Is that the last time we ever hear that?
It's probably the last time that's why I let it play out. It's probably the last time we'll ever hear it.
It's kind of sad in its own right.
Well, the whole show ending is kind of sad.
It is.
I'm actually kind of grateful it's over. You know what I mean? We've been on this ride for a long time. It's given us a lot of joy, a lot of heartache, and it's finally coming to a close.
Yeah, it's going to be weird, though. I mean, but look, we got used to it 2 years off. It wasn't like we've been watching Game of Thrones every week for the last fucking 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We had 2 years off. It geared us up to the end, and now it's the end.
Now it's the end, and we're here. And we're all queued up to the HBO sounder. And we're going to count down 3, 2, 1, go. Because it's a long episode, we're going to get right to it. And then we can talk some shit over the credits.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
What the fuck was that? Jesus Christ. I thought I was sending a fax for a second.
Oops.
Jesus. I was reading an article, and then I got bored with it. There's some changes in this opening.
Oh, really? Let's see.
The one thing I know is different for sure. The Lannister emblem is gone from the throne.
Is it? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Something about cracks in the floor somewhere. Maybe...
Mm-hmm.
In the Red Keep or something? I don't know.
All right. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait for this shit to get done, though.
Oh, no. Maybe they're talking about these cracks. That's Winterfell, isn't it not?
Yeah, that's Winterfell. That was a crypt.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see any Lannister sigil. I don't... Mm-hmm. Everything's fucking ruined, though.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Oh, this shit all got destroyed, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's still up. We got it. Oh, yes! Yeah, fuck you, Lannisters!
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick, Lannisters! Two of them!
Jesus. Oh, boy. You are sounder ready today.
Fucking ready to go.
I hope you're ready to talk too, because that's just a lot of fucking nothing for a while here, dude. A lot of nothing.
Sad Tyrion.
So sad.
So sad.
I don't know. I don't know when you're gonna hop off, but I'm just waiting for you to go. I don't know. There's a lot of weird stuff going on here.
Yeah.
You know what this season's been the best for? It better than any other season of television ever made. The memes.
The best.
Oh, that's
the best
unbelievable.
In the history of the world. The Breaking Bad memes are really good. The Better Call Saul, not as good as Breaking Bad. Oh, this is fucking brutal. Like, he doesn't even acknowledge Tyrion. That's how fucked this guy is.
Damn. He has some major carpet burn on his back, though. Someone dragged him for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Just turns around. It's like, can you get the middle of my back? I can't reach it.
Is there something on my back? Yeah. No, there's literally nothing on your back.
He goes up to the fucking wall and just starts scratching his back like a cat. This was a brutal scene too. That shot is brutal. The guy just like with his elbows on his knees, like holding his head in his hands, just like, man, how do you even come back from all this fucking trauma?
Why is there like skeletons? Like, how is there? What?
They got roasted. Fucking skin burnt off them.
They're inside a building. All right. I'm not gonna start questioning little shit. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know. Like,
oh, let's nitpick the shit out of this. It's the last time. It's the last time we're ever doing this.
All right, you're right.
Look, we should say things that are nitpicky, that ruin the show, and that don't ruin the show.
All
right. Or ruin the episode and don't ruin the episode.
All right. But, you know, okay, so there are skeletons inside that building, and this person's right out in the middle of the street. Not a skeleton. So, I don't know.
Yep.
Fucking Jon Snow. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
What was his direction that they gave him this season?
Holy
and then
fuck.
You're going to look. Okay, where am I looking? Anywhere, not at the camera. And he's like, fucking
look at the
camera. Yeah. And he's just thinking about the dollar signs. He's like, fucking rock.
Tyrion just wants to go for a walk.
Look how far that is. Come on.
Yeah, that's pretty far, right?
That's pretty far through all that rubble for those little legs.
Yeah, this is like 4 hours later. Tyrion shows up in the fucking basement. Jesus, Grey Worm. Fucking break. It's not like you were fucking that chick. You got no dick. These men are prisoners. It is not over until the Queen's
enemies are defeated. How much more defeated do you want them to be? They're on their knees. So they finally give Davos something to say in the final episode of the show. I mean, he does, and when he does talk, he's saying some smart shit, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the small council meeting, he's like, why do we want another war and shit? We just, you know, fought two of them.
It's fucking... It's like they kept him around the whole season just for this episode. Yeah. Just for him to be on
it's
that.
It's so fucking annoying. They could have given him so much more to do.
Yeah.
He could have easily taken... some of the Theon and Yara storyline, because, you know, they're based around ships and stuff, and Davos himself is, you know, he was master of ships for, well, he was a hand for Stannis.
Right.
But he led a fleet in the Battle of Blackwater Bay.
That's right.
I mean, he has the qualifications to have a say in the last couple of seasons, and they really didn't do anything with his character.
Nope.
After they burned Shireen, he's like, well, my friend died. I have nobody else. Then he was like, Melisandre, leave or I'll kill you. She's like, deuces. And then he just wanders around like fucking like Tyrion in the Red Keep for two seasons. Until Melisandre comes back and he's like, oh, I was supposed to kill you. She's like, don't worry about that. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
All right. Snow or ash? Seems to me to be ash.
This is ash. I think the dragon's covered in snow later, though, right?
It's weird, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense for the dragon to be covered in ash. Like, well, I guess it could still be falling.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense for the dragon to be covered in snow either, just because when they showed up to King's Landing. So, I think one of the last shots of last season, of season 7, was Jaime leaving the capital, was leaving King's Landing, and the first, like, snowflakes of winter start falling. And that's like, holy shit, winter's made its way. But it was only like a weekend snowstorm.
Because then it was fucking just a flurry.
Yeah, it was just a little flurry. That's it. This whole winter is coming. It's gonna be the longest winter. It's the next long night. And then they go to show up to King's Landing, and fucking all the Lannister guards have sunglasses on. It's just so bright. they're like tank tops and shit, oiling each other up. It's so nice.
Tank top chainmail.
Yeah. By the way, if you ever could put a naked woman in a tank top chainmail, real hot. Real hot stuff.
you recommend that?
Oh, yeah.
This seems I could fit through there.
Yeah, this seems to be a little hole. I can fit there.
Why didn't Jamie look for a little hole when he fucking went down there?
He seems did. Like it's he really found his sister.
That's a big asshole.
That's a big asshole. Dragon skull perfectly intact.
Yeah, can't break that shit.
I hated this. I thought it was so silly. I was watching this with my wife, and she's like, and by the end of it, I'm like, all right, let's talk about it. She goes, I wanted to yell at so many different. Well, I told her, like, this part drove me crazy, first off. And she's like, I'm so glad you said that. She's like, most of this stuff, most of everything in the show was pretty silly. She's like, I didn't want to say anything because I don't want to ruin it for you. I'm like, fucking say some shit.
But so why do you hate this part?
He happens to find his fucking brother and sister embraced under a rubble with one identifying factor being the gold hand sticking out. Come on.
And also, there only seems to be one pile of rocks in this whole room. And if he would have walked anywhere 10 feet to one direction, they would have lived.
Look how much clearer it is behind him.
Yeah.
So clear.
I like how he has to dig him up, too. Like, I don't. That might be Jamie. It might. Like, I don't know if there was another guy that had a fucking hand like that.
Yeah. Look, this, I mean, I forgive the scene. It could be nitpicky, but I forgive the scene because, like, we're getting the dink, you know, emoting.
Yeah. And, you know, I watch this with Jess, too, and she's watched two episodes ever. The first episode of this season and now this one.
Of the final season.
I basically had to explain the whole fucking family tree of the Lannisters in this scene.
Yeah.
But I did. I like it because without fucking spoon feeding us, they give us the anguish of Tyrion losing his best friend in the world that he's, you know, the only guy that's ever stuck up for him and shit like that. Like, and, you know, I found myself explaining that to Jess and I was like, all right. But you're right. I mean, one pile of rocks in the fucking basement and they just happen to be under there.
That the smallest man in the world can find. I mean, I guess we're supposed to think like, oh, that little crevice with the light coming in. You know, and that rock pile, he can fit in there. So he goes in there. No mere mortal man could go in there except for the imp. For all the things that annoyed me about Tyrion's character throughout the last probably four seasons, three seasons, is I like the consistency that, you know, he's sad that Cersei's dead too, even though, like, he had this fucking relationship with her.
Right.
Like, that's still his family.
Yeah,
It's the one change from the book that I really do like, even though it kind of doesn't make any sense. But like in the book, all he wants is the destruction of his family. Like, he killed his father. He talks about going back to Westeros to kill his sister, and he told Jaime, he's like, if we ever see each other again, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Like, he just hates his house.
What is that? Literally the only change you like from the book. Like, you said that, and I started thinking, like, is that really it?
I think so, yeah. There was that whole season, I think it was in Meereen, where Tyrion just walks around and drinks. No, that was it. He just walks around and drinks, and then, like, he quips. That's all he does. Yeah. And he used to be this, like, you know, brilliant strategist.
Well, what about the...
there was this meme.
How did he fucking beat him here? This is Jess's first comment during the episode on her own, like, state of mind.
Yeah.
She goes, how the fuck did he beat him there? Because he was just talking to him. He literally said, we need to go talk to the queen.
Yeah.
They walked for... What I would imagine, they went directly to the queen.
Yeah.
So Grey Worm killed a whole bunch of motherfuckers by hand with a fucking knife to the throat. There's like seven of them lined up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Still beat him there.
Yep.
Grey Worm is like a ninja. The Arya thing, this leads back into our last commentary, the whole horse thing. So it was, what the fuck? Like, I get imagery, and I, like, but to make it so dramatic and then
speaking
not...
Speaking of imagery.
Boom! Oh, yeah, that's fucking, it's pretty amazing right there. But what was the thing with Arya? And then all of a sudden Arya just, like, where the fuck's the horse? Like, what was the point of her riding off into the sunset? Like, she just literally rode for, like, two blocks and got off and said, and slapped the horse in the ass, and all right, be gone. Like, yeah. I don't get it. It's wasted fucking... And it looked good. That's what bothers me the most. It looked awesome. Like, the way they set up Arya at the end of that last episode, you know, in the rubble, and she's right in between the two buildings, and the sun's coming down, and it's fucking looked beautiful.
Yeah.
But that's all it was. That's all it was, and it's like a fucking metaphor for the season, man. It looks fucking amazing. But what the fuck's the point?
This is pretty good. She says, you kept all your promises for me. You killed my enemies in their iron suits. And this is all shit that Drogo, her husband, said in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
When he... When Varys slash fucking Ser Jorah, tried to kill her.
Because
Ser Jorah was like conspiring. But he winds up stopping the assassin. Drogo gets so fucking pissed off. He's like, we're gonna cross the poisonous sea. We're gonna kill those iron men, or we're gonna kill the men in their iron suits.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna take the fucking sunset land. So this is a nice fucking circle back around.
Yeah.
People are really upset about this supposed kind of nod to Nazism and the Nuremberg rally and the speeches and shit.
I don't know. I didn't think about that while watching it, you know.
Yeah,
I like this. I like the whole setup.
I do too. Dude, you know what fucking blew me away? The giant fucking Targaryen flag draped outside of the walls. Like, it's in the first shot. You don't really... You kind of don't see it, but it's fucking huge. Yes, it's over. Why is the war not over? You've liberated all the people of the world. Alright, and she... When Tyrion calls her out on it, on massacring the city.
Right.
She really doesn't explain herself. That I recall. About killing innocents.
Yeah, I can't remember what she said. They support... I said...
Look at that flag.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking giant.
They supported my enemy or something like that? Like, they... Something like that. That's all she says, I guess.
It's stupid. Will you, and another stupid thing, will you break the really doubling down on they brought the wheel thing back, which they haven't really mentioned in like a few episodes.
Mm-hmm.
They break what wheel? I don't know what are you going for?
So, since Missandei is dead, Missandei, who the fuck is doing her hair?
I don't know. It's way more elaborate, though.
She has no friends.
I think it's Grey Worm.
No, come on.
Well, all that time he would have spent fucking chicks, he learn how to do their hair instead. That's what Miss Sandy said.
Just in case something happens to me, you're going to learn how to do our queen's hair.
Okay, train me. Look at that fucking hair. Like, it's immaculate. It's amazing.
I love the way Tyrion stands up for not only himself, but like the innocent people of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just doesn't give a fuck right now. But she looks at him like, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess she doesn't say anything. That's some shit. Like, 90% of these people don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, they didn't hear what she said in the first place.
They all heard that pin drop, though. you literally hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
She has no fucking response. She's the worst.
Oh, I'm thinking maybe with the conversation with John later, she says that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last straw for Tyrion. Better do something, bitch. That was that. What that look said, exactly. You better fucking do something for once.
It's like, your dick can save this entire city. Your dick can save the Seven Kingdoms. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck your aunt. God damn it.
That's some fucking resting bitch face right there.
This reminds me of that Nate Bargatze bit where he's talking about when you're married and you have an argument with your wife and you're like stuck in the house and then you do that thing and like you try to scoot by and you're like, excuse me. That's what that was right there.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Fuck you come from?
Where's the horse?
Fucking
listen to this. This is fucking hilarious. She's everyone's queen now. Try telling Sansa. That's when Arya says this, right?
John, she knows who you are, who you really are. You'll always be a threat to her. And I know a killer when I see one.
Oh, good one. I think everybody saw that when she destroyed a million people.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Torched a million people.
She has some inside information.
Hey, John, I got something to tell you.
I think she's a killer.
There might be more to Danny than we think. I don't think she's that nice.
I think she's unstable.
She doesn't seem to have all of her wits about her.
Fuck off, Arya. Yeah.
Thank you for coming to see me.
Our queen doesn't. The Game of Thrones mocking memes are fucking. Yeah. I can watch like I can look at 100 of them, 100 different ones, and just they're so fucking funny, so childish.
Yeah.
So if people don't know what we're talking about, it's basically two panels, and it's one character saying something like, "I don't want," or let's just say, John says, "You know, I don't want to be king," and then it's Sansa like they screen capped her like mid talking, so it, like her face is kind of blurry, like she's like has a mocking face, and it's like, I don't want to be king. Oh, that's so fucking funny and childish.
I did, and I do
So I tapped into Facebook a bit yesterday to post a couple of memes.
Yeah.
Just to troll people, just to fuck with people.
Yeah.
Come out of my hiatus. And and one John Law is very
oh my God.
Angry about people.
He gets so wrapped up in other people's like judgment or criticism.
Which is surprising for me because he's obviously a bright guy and you know he does this kind of thing for a living.
Yeah.
But to see him like wrapped up in other people's like takes and
he does.
So he, like one of his big points is like which I agree with to an extent is you know what else do you people want from these episodes?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got A, B, and C delivered in this episode. Like what else the fuck do you want? And I to his credit, like a lot of people can't really fucking answer it.
Well, I mean, you can't. He takes it to the next level. Like when he loves when he loves something, he sticks by it. You know what I mean? And it's almost like he has a blind, just like dedication to it. And I mean, that's fine. He did it with Lost. He does it with he does it with a lot of things, like the Marvel Universe. He does it with and he did it with this season, and he's been doing it the entire. This series, but he's been doing it the entire season. Of this episode, because you know he's probably getting bombarded with all these people complaining about the season, but I don't want to get into it with them, especially on Facebook, so I don't say anything. But I think there'll be a conversation when next time I see him. I'm like, it's okay to criticize. It's still a fine show, you know what I mean? Like, but it's okay to criticize once in a while.
That's the thing. And we've mentioned this throughout this whole season is. We don't understand the blind love for it where you can't criticize it for some reason. I don't know why it's this show out of all shows that you can't criticize. But also, it's not the fucking worst thing in the world.
Exactly.
And, like, people are really fucking upset and taking this so personally on both sides. It's like, fucking relax. Grow up.
Like, he was, like, you know, up in arms about that petition to rewrite the final season. And, like, when you saw that, what was your reaction?
I laughed. I thought it was ridiculous, like every other petition that's come out. It's not like this is the first petition of people being like, oh, let's change blah, blah, blah show.
Right. So I was just like, you know, like, that's exactly my reaction. I laughed and I'm just like, how fucking stupid are people? But he goes right to fucking post something about it, like... Mm-hmm. To challenge all these people, like it's just who gives a fuck? It's ridiculous. So this is Tyrion impersonating Varys. Everything that he was saying before this episode, and now Tyrion's just like. Remember what he was telling me the whole season? It's all true. So
it was like that meme I sent you of the guy shrugging his shoulders, but it's like Tyrion's big head on photoshopped on his body and says, just ratted on Varys for treason. About to go commit some treason. Like, why not? Let's go do this.
Exactly. I feel like this conversation's just happened so many times, and I get the point. I get because of what happens next in this episode, like they needed to, you know, stuff it down their throats one more time. But I mean, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's one thing that the show did really well in its early seasons was subtlety, and it just doesn't. I think that's been removed the last couple of seasons.
Oh, absolutely. There's no subtlety in this episode whatsoever, and most of the season, to be honest with you. Yeah, you're right. Like, something could be said or done in the early seasons, and you would have to think or have someone else show you what it's related to or what it, you know what I mean? Like, what, like, why that is important.
Yeah.
So you appreciate that. Like, I appreciate shit like that. And, like, to be fair, there's stuff in this episode. There's a lot of articles out there, like, I don't know if they're defending it. They're just facts, I guess, like callbacks to other things that have happened in the season.
Oh, yeah.
They're still there. Mm-hmm. But as far as the plot, the current plot of this episode is, you're right. It's fucking A to B to C. Let's get there and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Just came up with that. I hope these two meet again in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like fucking buddies.
I so want the books now. Like, it's so ridiculously, like, different. Like, I didn't give a fuck about the books when these seasons, like, the last two seasons.
Now you gotta know, right?
Oh, I have to. I have to know. Like, I just need more, you know how, and this is not against, well, it is, but I mean, any TV show that's based on a book or any movie that's based on a book, you're going to get it way more depth in the book. And it's
totally.
99% of the time it's better, and it's just a better experience and you're more into it. And, you know, majority of these people that are bitching about this season are people that love the books and they love the world that was set up, the characters that were built. It's not a coincidence that this show became fairly different after they surpassed the books. Like, it just really did.
Mm.
I think it became a way more visual show. And that could be just because the dragons grew up and all that kind of shit, but it just did.
Yeah, but then they wrote themselves into a corner then, because they really couldn't focus on the dragons too much because of the production budget.
Right, right. Because
it costs so much to have to create those fucking flying beasts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry I can't do this.
So there are three holy shit moments that Martin confirmed to the showrunners, Benioff and Weiss. One of them was Hodor dying to save Bran and the hold the door thing.
Okay.
The second one was Dany burning King's Landing, I believe.
Okay.
And the third one, I might be wrong about that second one. The third one was John killing Dany.
So that's confirmed. Like, those are going to happen in the books. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to look it up again because that second one doesn't sound right. Let's see.
I don't like that little tidbit of information. Not that I mean, it's all. I guess it'll be delivered a little bit better in the books, but I want them to be different now. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, when I say I'm looking forward to the books, not only do I want more depth and more story, I kind of want shit to turn out differently. But whatever. What were you gonna say?
The second holy shit moment wasn't Dany burning King's Landing. It was Stannis allowing Melisandre to burn his daughter, Shireen, as a sacrifice to the Lord of Light.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that's snow. Look at the snow's falling.
That's snow. That's snow.
Yeah. And that's also an awesome shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
fucking doorman.
I was talking to somebody at the bar yesterday. And he hadn't seen the final episode yet, so we're just, like, talking about the series as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
In this past season, season 8. And I like Drogon was like, oh, it's you, Jon Snow. Oh, hi, Jon Snow. I don't know. I was telling him, like, my belief is, you know, the people shitting on... Well, one, the people shitting on the show, I don't think are the majority book readers, because there's... plenty of TV watchers and non-book readers that I talk to that are annoyed by the show the last couple of seasons too.
Yeah.
But you know, the people that dislike this season,
mm-hmm.
like they're fucking holding on to it so tight. Like, they can't give it up that in the Bells episode, Drogon wrecking shit wasn't fucking cool. Like, come on, man. Are you fucking kidding me?
I think that
it's little shit like that bugs me. It's like, now you're just holding on to this way too tight. Now you just really want to be the person fucking hating the show.
Just because you love the dragon and the dragon fucking kills innocent people doesn't mean like that. Yeah, that is the shit that is stupid. You're right. I'm totally on the other side of the fence for that.
Look, and when Drogon starts torching the city, like, I definitely felt some... like, sensory overload fucking fatigue there. Because it just went on and on and on and on. Doesn't mean it's not fucking cool, though.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. Like, it starts out and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can't believe you're doing this. And by the end of it, you feel kind of gross. You're just like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? But that's the point. And I said that during that episode. That was the point of it, to make you feel that way.
And the acting has been so fucking on point this whole season. Like, they've just gotten, I think especially Emilia Clarke, because I've never really dug her acting. Mm-hmm. She's just always kind of like stiff and just not natural, but she's really come into her own. Like, she's gotten better and better as an actress. This fucking means a lot, man. You know? Like, she finally made it there. I thought that was Tyrion, by the way, when he appears. He looks so little right there.
He's little. Like, hey, little Jon Snow.
Yeah, this fucking means a lot, man. For both of them. To be in this throne room as Targaryens? Shit.
When I was a girl, my brother told me it was made with a thousand...
Shut up. And then she talks. You ever see the illustration that Martin thinks is the best depiction of the Iron Throne in his head?
Yeah, actually I have. I saw it after this episode. I saw it because she makes a reference that it was like a thousand swords, right? But that's what it looked. That's what he had described it in the book, right? Like, it's so many. It's so much higher, and it's like it's so many swords that it's leaning to the side.
Yeah, his big thing was like, it's just, it's big, it's ugly, it's asymmetrical, right? Like you're saying, it's just kind of like off balance, and it's supposed to be super intimidating to your enemies. True.
That's right. You killed the fucking Wilding leader, you cocksucker. She didn't say that. She should have said that.
How do you know that?
Bran told me.
Fucking Bran. Oh, we're gonna get to Bran.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get to Bran.
Oh, motherfucker.
The fucking craftiest motherfucker in the Seven Kingdoms. Crafty as fuck.
I have a lot of, and maybe you can enlighten me. I don't know if I'm angry about it, but I have a lot of,
got some feelings,
not feelings, confusion.
Yeah.
About the whole Jon Snow being a Targaryen. I understand it. Okay. I understand the actual plot of it.
Yeah.
After this episode, I don't get the point of it as a plot device.
Yeah, it's almost like it didn't matter.
It truly doesn't.
It's almost like they did it for no reason other than to confirm his parentage. Yeah, this happened. I mean, it does cause a rift between the both of them. I think it matters more personally than it does politically, because John doesn't want any part of it.
Mm-hmm. But I see. I never even thought of that. You just mentioned something that kind of. Yeah, we it's like a mystery, like a series-long mystery that we kind of get an answer to. Okay, I can appreciate that. There could be a rift without them being related. And I understand how they're using it between these two, right? Like, once he finds out who he really is, he doesn't want to bang her anymore. That hurts her feelings. She's already lost so much. She's lost her fucking two of her dragons. She lost her fucking her best friend. She lost her fucking, like... henchman basically that she hated and then loved again. She's lost so much, and then him turning her back on her after she falls in love with him is also just another fucking notch on the fucking thing that turns her into the Mad Queen. I get that. Totally. But that could have happened without them being related. They still could meet any other way. Actually, they didn't know who they were, so they did meet any other way. The fact that he's her fucking nephew. I'm talking over the most important scenes.
No, it's all good. I don't know what to pay attention to. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I just don't get the point of it all. I don't get the point of it, especially with what happens with Jon Snow afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
if you take that out of the storyline.
Yeah.
And all you lose is that he is the rightful heir to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't, and she's upset because she knows he's the rightful heir to the throne. That's all we lose. All of this could be the exact same. Everything. Yep.
True. True, true, true.
They could still fall in love. He could still think she's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and also my thing with John's right to the throne is, what if he does decide after this?
Right.
What if what if the show's written where John decides that he does want to, claim his right to the throne? All right.
Well, now think about.
I think it might be even in the next scene. In a little bit. The small council where Bran is like, shit, Negro, that's all you had to say. Like, I've been planning this.
Yeah.
That goes out the window if John decides to claim his right. Now, he doesn't, so it works out, obviously. But there seems to be a little bit of a hole there.
Also, so what... Okay, I'm going to wait through this scene because I kind of like it. So get up, Mom. Mom! Mom, I want some cereal.
Look at you, I love the one motherfucker.
One of my favorite memes, and I'll talk about... This is probably my second favorite meme. I'll talk about my favorite one coming up. But Drogon... This is my favorite meme that came out of this episode. Drogon... Like, it lights the throne up here, and it's first he's looking at the knife in her chest, and he's like, pointy thing. And then he looks at the fucking throne, he's like, pointy things, and he fucking burns it like he thought the throne stabbed her. That's the fucking greatest thing ever. Oh, fucking amazing. He's a smart ass dragon, though, right?
Yeah,
he's like, he knows why she fucking died.
No, all I can think is the pointy thing did it now.
Yeah.
Fuck you, pointy thing. Grab my mom. I'm out.
It's pretty fucking cool, though. This is a cool scene. Also, so are we led to believe that once this scene's over, John walks downstairs and goes, I just murdered the queen.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, what the...
Pretty much.
He could be, like, he could, oh my god.
Take me as prisoner.
He could literally, no one knows what happened, or maybe Bran does, I guess. Like, fuck, I don't know.
Right.
But no one else knows what happened. Literally. He can just say, I went up to talk to her, and she wasn't there.
Hey, you see the queen? Because I went to go talk, I don't see her.
Why is the Iron Throne
melted then?
I think she, I saw her ride off on the fucking dragon. Where's the dragon at? I don't know either. Anywho, like, what the fuck? What? Oh,
I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to take the Northmen. We're out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That kind of bothers me. It does. Where do you think they're going? Like, where does he go with her here? What are they doing?
He's peacing out. Maybe he takes her to Dragonstone.
All right.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. They kind of they bring it up during the small council meeting at the end of the show.
Every time I see... They do? Where they went?
No.
Oh, yeah, because Bran's going to go find them.
Yeah.
I guess I could find them.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
You're such a fucking loser.
Asshole.
Every time I say...
Maybe you could have fucking warned him before he killed fucking a million people, you dick.
Every time I say I guess now, I think of the meme that you put up yesterday. It's just that guy, he's boiling in his own skin, and then the next panel's like, I guess! That's the fucking best thing ever. I fucking love that meme so much.
Oh man, I've never related more to a meme in my life. Like, this was fucking made for me.
Oh, fuck.
How was that?
3 weeks later... He walked downstairs, and he fucking, I just stabbed the queen in the heart. Anyone care? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. If he wants, and he ends up being deceptive anyways, because he doesn't, it's not like he stays on the wall. He goes and does his own fucking thing.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not like he's so honorable that he's going to take his punishment and live with it for the rest of his life. He doesn't. He literally doesn't do that.
No.
So what the fuck?
I mean, I don't even know how much of a Night's Watch there is at this point.
We talked about that before. Like, what the fuck's a Night Watch for?
And then what is it for?
Oh, fuck. Especially when you go there and there's fucking wildings living there. Like, they're like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like keeping them. They live there.
Yeah.
Tormund's got his fucking feet up with a cigar for fuck's sakes when he walks in. Like, what the fuck? He's got his own office with a desk.
Yeah. The fucking giant water cooler filled with spoiled goat's milk to get all fucked up. This fucking scene.
I hate this scene. I really don't like it. I don't like the humor that they try. Nothing fits with it well with me.
The tone is so fucking weird. I described it to somebody as it's like 90s sitcom that did a dramatic episode weird.
It's like
because it's still funny, but it's still like the serious overtone.
It's almost perfect. It's also like a really good SNL skit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, It's just like they got some costumes for some of their players. Mm-hmm. They're primetime players. They just did a fucking Game of Thrones skit. This is what it feels like to me. We will decide what we do with our prisoners.
This is our city now. If you look outside the walls of your city, you'll find thousands of Northmen.
Why is Arya there? Is she does a hand to fucking Sansa? Why is she there?
I don't know. And you will find thousands of Unsullied who believe that it is.
Some of you may be quick to forgive. The Ironborn are not. What are you, the ruler? Yeah, what like are you six doing people?
Here? Yeah.
There's like fucking six
She's
people
supposed to be
on your
queen room. Of the Iron Islands.
I know. There's like nobody there. It's her and the five guys that escaped with her.
Yeah, yeah. Word about killing my brother and I'll cut your throat.
Friends, please. All right, here we go.
Everyone's like, all right, let's calm down. Dev's going to start fucking crying again.
Why is Brienne there? We would have lost
the war with the dead. Well, that makes sense because she's sworn. She's a sworn sword for Sansa. Yeah,
right. Okay. I get that. So why is Davos there?
No clue.
I don't understand why some of these people are there.
I mean, they finally give him something, and like this is a really good speech and everything, and it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
but you take Liam Cunningham, who's an actor that plays Davos, you take him out of the scene. Who else gives this speech? Somebody has to give it. Somebody's semi-neutral.
Right. If you want to get really critical, why the fuck is Bran there?
Well, three out of Raven, though.
But
that was stupid. Like Tyrion is like,
I'm not going to lie to you, Bran. Seems like a made-up title.
Tyrion's like, he's the heir to Winterfell. He was the three-eyed raven. Like, as if it's some, like, title that everybody knows. Like, he's the three-eyed raven. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. I know, he totally dropped that like it fucking meant something. It was supposed to mean something to everybody. Choose one. This is, by the way, I love how this, Grey Worm says, shut up, you can't speak.
Yeah.
And then he goes on for a fucking 10 minutes. It's fucking amazing.
Look how quickly Grey Worm gives up, too. He's like, all right, make a choice then.
Just fucking angry. I guess I'll be king.
Yeah, I like how they bring fucking Edmure back and just for Sansa to tell him to shut up.
Yeah.
Lord of Riverrun. Lords and ladies. Yeah, this is silly. Silly moments in the scene.
Also, did you see another fuck up in this scene? The fucking water bottle?
Oh, the water bottle, yeah. Yep.
God damn it. Are you fucking kidding me?
We don't care. We don't care. It's the last episode.
I don't even care. Like, the fact that you ignite the fire to all these nerds that fucking look for this shit, that's what angers me about it. Like, can you just have a little bit of pride and not have fucking water bottles in your scene?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God. God damn it. I would never notice it. I'm sure you would never notice it.
I didn't notice it. No, I didn't.
It just makes me angry because you give fuel. You're adding fuel to the fire for all these fucking people that want to tear the show apart. Well, I'm still trying to get enjoyment out of it.
And then he fucking bumps his sword on the pole, that was like, oops. That's fucking ridiculous.
Sam tries to make like an actual government. Hey,
yeah, democracy.
How
we all vote, and then there's something ridiculous about this. Let's see. I'll turn it up.
The decision about what's best for everyone should be left to everyone.
So meek.
Cunt.
That might be your most well-placed drop of all time.
Look, everyone's laughing, right? Everyone's like, "What? Maybe we should give dogs a vote as well, right?" Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Everyone's making fun of Sam.
Right.
And then Yara's fucking sitting there laughing, too. Like, this is ridiculous. In season, like, 5 or 6, on the Iron Islands, they have a King's Moot, which is basically all the captains of ships get together. And they vote for a king. It's the same shit. And they chose her until fucking Euron Greyjoy showed up. And was
I remember that. I remember that more from the books. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a great scene in the books.
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious though. Just totally. That's a stupid idea. Fucking three seasons before they did the exact same thing.
Did you see the one meme? This is my this is my third favorite meme, okay, from this episode. With Tyrion in this little spiel right here. At one point he says, "Who has a better story than Bran?"
Oh, and it's all the
underneath it's a fucking picture of every character in the show other than Bran. Oh my God. Like Tyrion's fucking girlfriend's on there. What a whore. It's fucking amazing. Oh, fuck. That was amazing.
The Bran Stark. Bran the Broken. When they start anointing him King Bran the Broken, Liz was like, why? They can't give him a new name. He's king.
I know. That's brutal.
And then the meme of like in fucking 0.5 seconds, Sansa's like, hey, he doesn't have a dick. There will be no family. There will be no heirs.
Fucking Sansa. She's the worst with secrets.
Yeah, she is. Sounds like I've got a secret. Yes, what is it? I can't procreate because I'm paralyzed from the waist down. Yo, my brother ain't got no dick! Hey, everybody! Bran the Broken, that includes his penis.
Bran's dong's all wrong.
And just the smugness of Bran being like,
ugh.
Why do you think I've come all this way?
Ugh.
3 episodes you said you don't want anymore.
He's the worst. He's the worst. Arno, this is the worst part of this episode. This is what makes me angry when I see my brother blindly sticking up for it. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, but they led this. They led to this in like 2 seasons ago. Shut up. This is this season and he's done not a fucking thing. Ugh.
I was fucking high as a motherfucker last night, and I was convincing myself that Bran as king made sense, and now for the life of me, I can't remember my logic.
You should have wrote that shit down.
I should have. It would have just been like, Bran the Broken.
He's already got three a chair.
And then 3 dots, and then I just forget about it.
It's like, he's already got a fucking chair. Put some swords on it. Fucking new throne.
Why do you think I came all this way?
God, shut up. Because we pushed you? You fucking idiot. Oh, that's a fucking titty milk kid, right?
Like, yeah, that's titty milk kid. And the guy next to him shouldn't be... He shouldn't have a voice because titty milk kid is Lord of the Vale.
Right, yeah.
The guy next to him is like his, what do they call it? I don't know. His fucking hand? Subordinate? I don't know.
Jesus.
Oi. Want some titty milk?
He's calling up the writers. He's literally calling up the writers.
He is, and I think making Brand King is also calling it out too. Like, I think they're being really self-effacing here.
Yeah, yeah, like, they are,
and they've done it a couple of times this season.
They're making fun of themselves.
This is funny too,
Brand. I love you, but the fact of the matter is you have no dick. Well, you have a dick, but it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And thus, you cannot give me any nieces or nephews. So I will not be fucking bending the knee to you, especially because you have no dick.
I like how I like how Yara and Dorne were fucking both like, ah, didn't even know that was an option. Fuck!
Yeah, exactly. I know. Oh, wait. You can have your own kingdom? Hold on. Can I get a revote? Jesus Christ. Sansa's all proud of herself.
All hell, Bran the Broken. Oh, God, shut up.
I wish there was a fucking moon door right there. Like, right in the middle. It just fucking start kicking everybody down.
Yeah. Why isn't Bran... Oh, no.
Oh, I was just going to make the same joke! Like, stand up, Bran. You're getting anointed. Oh.
Really missing the theory of Bran as the Night King, as the next Night King.
Yeah.
Ooh, your grace. I don't want it. And I don't want to be king.
Oh, you don't?
What? I thought
why'd you come? God damn it. Fucking dickhead. Oh, fuck this fucking scene. It is the worst.
You were so close to saying show.
Yes, I can. I'm king.
This man is a criminal. He deserves justice.
He just got it. He's made many terrible mistakes.
Fuck you, Grey Worm. At least I have a dick. Oh, some shit talking right there.
It may not work, but at least I have one.
Mm-hmm. He takes it out. He's just
I don't fucking
around.
Piss out of my belly button.
He's flopping his dick around. Look at it. Look at it. I can't even use it.
Stare at it. Look at this northern cock.
I don't even feel this.
Starts punching it. See this? This is a stark cock for you. It's strong. Like me. Except for my legs and my cock.
He's just fucking teasing him with his cock. Oh my god.
He's sentencing him to go to the wall and be part of the Night's Watch again.
Yeah.
He died, got relieved of his Night's Watch duty. Now he's going to go back. It's right. Fucking stupid. But that was the one thing that made Grey Worm take a step back because he wanted mm-hmm. justice for Danny, for John Killinger.
Right.
And there's this meme that's a three panel, and it's like this scene, and then...
Yeah. Is he gone yet, that one?
Yes. All right, Grey Worm's gone. Come back, John.
Okay. The Tyrion's like, okay, he's gone. You can totally stay here. Hello. This one gets me. Oh, god damn it. Oh, fuck. Anyways, why did you tell Grey Worm you murdered the queen? I just want to clear that up right now.
Why did you do that? The fuck?
Oh, fuck. Fucking Jon Snow. That's the only thing he's done this season is fucking murder her. And he just turns himself in.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
What does that mean? I wouldn't be so sure. Are we going to get another fucking movie or some fucking...
Oh, the speculation on... we're going to get a sequel in 10 years because they said 10 years. Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
I thought that exact same thing after a few minutes of after watching it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a 10-year reunion fucking show.
So I mentioned this to Liz. I go, so he's on his way to the Night's Watch, right? And he's basically dressed the same way as when he goes in the first season. Yep. He's got like a stark fucking wool lined cloak, but his hair is the same as when he goes to the Night's Watch. And she's like, I just fucking love that you know all of Jon Snow's hairstyles. I'm like, I don't claim to be a connoisseur of Jon Snow's hairstyles. I'm just saying, I know the one style.
That's right. And this is the Night Watch style.
Yeah.
Is it safe to come down? Jon Snow knows that Grey Worm would kick the fuck out of him.
Yeah, he's gotta.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Dothraki. Alright, we're peacing out too.
Yeah, like, look at the city's all rebuilding and shit. Like, everyone's happy.
I saw this is a nitpicky thing, and it doesn't ruin the show.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these guys eye fucking each other.
Yeah.
but I saw it's kind of nitpicky, but it doesn't ruin it for me, that the Dothraki should be just fucking pillaging the city right now. Because when Drogo died, there was like this huge, like once a Khal dies, then... Mm-hmm. Somebody steps up, there's like a fight to see who's the next Khal, or they get absorbed by another bigger horde of Dothraki.
Mm-hmm.
But they just go fucking nuts for a while.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's a little nitpicky.
You're saying because Daenerys died, right?
Yeah, because Dany died, and that's their Khaleesi, so.
Yeah.
I mean, what a twist. Fucking Dothraki just start wrecking shit.
Yeah, like they're basically fucking wildings. Like they don't, you know, till they fucking select a new leader.
Yeah.
This is the North is free thanks to you. This is my favorite meme. But they lost their king. Right here is when Arya says speak for them. So, Arya's talking about like what she's gonna do. And she says, what's beyond, like, what's what's in the west or what's beyond the fucking west? Whatever the fuck she says. Mm-hmm. And John says, nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a close-up of fucking Bran over fucking Arya. Like, he's just like, what the fuck? What do you mean nobody knows? And it's so true. Like, what? How doesn't Bran know? He could be a bird for fucking days and just go look at the entire fucking planet. Stupid. It's so dumb, dude. Nobody knows what's beyond Westeros. Hold on a minute.
Hold my wheelchair.
I was a bird for like an entire episode, remember?
Oh, remember earlier this season when fucking I warged a bird for no reason? It was no consequence. Another thing that happened for no fucking reason.
Oh, fucking. Bran sucks.
During the war... During the long night, he wargs a bird, and that was it.
Yeah.
Let's
go see.
Hey, let's go see what's going on. I was waiting, to reserve judgment on that ship, mm-hmm. because you got to let the season play out. Right. Fuck it!
Yes!
We talked over the scene, but I fucking love the scene. Like, I love the scene because of Jon's character. Because Sansa's like, I'm sorry I couldn't find another way. Do you forgive me? And he doesn't answer the question. He just says, you know, you had to, you know, you freed the North.
Right.
And she's like, no, but, you know, they lost their king. And he's like, well, Ned's daughter will speak for them. Ned Stark's daughter will speak for them. And, like, mm-hmm. that just says so much about fucking Jon's character. Yep. That, and it's really reminiscent of the first season when he's leaving. And, you know, he has this, like, really tense moment with Kat because fucking Catelyn hates Jon Snow.
Right, yeah.
Because it's a reminder of her husband's infidelity during the war. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she basically tells him, get the fuck out. It's worse in the book. Like, she's horrible to him.
Yeah.
And so he leaves, and then Rob's like, you know, have you seen my mother? And she's like, and Jon Snow's like, yeah, she gave me kind words, which she didn't. But, like, he's right. just, and, he, but and he Rob's bad, like, good. Yeah.
Yeah, there's my shit talker.
Mm-hmm. This is my shit right here. I like this scene a lot.
I do, too. Although there is one, I saw one meme that made me laugh about it. So she finishes off the first page of Jamie's fucking chapter.
Yeah.
And she immediately turns the page. And I was like, oh, you might want to let that dry a bit. But then there's an actual meme that shows in the coming years when they turn to Jamie's page. And it's just a, it's just a bunch of smeared ink and then no one can read anything.
My favorite meme on this is her writing, and then it's so, oh, yeah, it's just yeah, it's just a bad Photoshop of what she's writing, and it's like, oh, escaped imprisonment, and then you know, but wrote South laid good pipe, but hits and quits.
Oh, fucking great! Look at yeah. Let me just turn that.
Yep. Don't put any sand on it or fucking nothing.
No,
come and then on.
She as soon as she finishes this page, she just closes the book up tight. Like, she's just like, all right, I'll let that fucking dry in there.
Oh, fucking, this is fucking great though.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
what that sigil or whatever on her chest plate is though.
Hmm.
I mean, Knights of the King's Guard also have white armor. Like, this is White Sword Tower. She's writing the white book.
Also, is her duty done now? She's not going back to Winterfell with Sansa? Like
you would think, because she's sworn to Sansa, but Sansa could get another sworn sword and mm-hmm. have... I mean, she's obviously the Lord Commander now, because only the yeah. Lord Commander's writing the White Book.
Oh, right.
And she has a gold suit, though. It's weird.
That's dry. Okay, close that up. Fucking awesome. I like this little throwback, kind of like to his old family meetings here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really, he was just looking for a booster seat.
Yeah. This this scene I'm a little confused with.
Okay.
Because the showrunners, they wrote this to convey like some kind of message, right?
Oh, the obsessive compulsive thing here?
Well, this is more like this.
It's like they put it on fast forward and he's like fucking running around the table.
I think I'll play this throughout the whole scene.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny and witty. But yeah, what are they trying to convey?
I don't know.
What's
I don't
the
get
message?
It. Like that, he wants order and I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, not even just him arranging the seats. Like when they start talking and for some reason Bronn is master of coin.
Dude. Come on.
Is it just like the monotony of like you know, these kind of meetings? Is it, you know, the circle of life, like or the cycle of these kind of things? It just keeps on going on.
This just came to me as we were talking about it. So the way he came in and looked at the chair, right? And then he sits and he looks at the chairs are all disheveled or whatever. And he knows how these are supposed to go. He knows how these types of meetings are supposed to go, right? He's been through so many of them. So he wants everything to be proper
yeah.
and perfect. And now we have this new council that comes in and they're just all fucking wacky, right? Like yeah. they're all fucking, nothing's the same anymore. Like, and that, I right. think that's what it's supposed to be about. And the Benny Hill theme.
Oh, there was another great meme of it's a guy. It says Sam. It's a picture of this dude looking at a computer, and it says Sam. It's called A Song of Ice and Fire. Me, and the guy has a noose around his neck with his giving a thumbs up. Oh yeah, yeah. It's a little cringe inducing.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. What's the meaning behind, though, that Tyrion not mentioned in it? I don't get that. Like, what? That was kind of lost on me.
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I don't understand what the... I guess, is it just another fucking Benny Hill joke? Like, because he making fun of the fucking imp? I don't know. When the fucking... Bran. Every time I say his name,
King Bran. King Bran the Broken.
Sorry, King Bran the Broken. When he says, "I'll be right back" or whatever at the end of this, did you think he was just gonna warg and go fucking find? Like, I thought for sure that was what's gonna happen, and he was gonna be like, "Oh, look at his superpower!" But no, they just fucking wheel him away, and then he apparently wants to do that by himself. Podrick the fucking chair pusher. That's his new name.
Ugh, shut up.
See how it's all disheveled?
Mm-hmm.
That will improve. Like, he's got to get them in order, right? Like, he has to make a council out of this council.
God!
I'll make a council out of you yet.
Also, he has, you know, it appears we're missing a Master of Whispers. Well, why don't you? Because you could fucking time travel.
Yeah, exactly.
The Master of Whispers is basically a spy master.
Right. You see everything that happens.
Yeah, you see.
Fucking. The whole Bran thing is the worst thing about this show.
Also, the thing that makes Bran Master of Coin, which is hilarious to see him in it, and I'd like. Bran's one of my favorite minor characters.
Yeah.
But, the ridiculous thing about him being Master of Coin is he doesn't know how banks work. And they had this whole conversation like 4 seasons ago where Tyrion is like, okay, bank, so say I lend you money and then you pay it back with interest. And he's like, what about if I don't? And he's like, well, you have to. And he's like, I don't have to. What if I don't? Like, he just doesn't understand lending principles, but he's Master of Coin.
But do you think that's like a joke to the fans? Or something like get that. Like, maybe it is like it's for like the hardcore fans that get that. I didn't remember that conversation. That kind of makes it funnier now that you bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, I do like this slow push out because this is the last time we're seeing this, and you know they're just talking about, you know, normal matters in the realm now.
Yep. Is this fucking wall rebuilt, by the way?
Well, that's the thing. You got the Night's Watch, right? And you got Castle Black is basically in the middle of the wall. And I forget how long it spans, but it's like hundreds of miles across Westeros.
Right.
That's where it's broken.
Okay.
But if the whole point is to guard the realms of men, you would have to set up shop by the hole in the wall.
They just got like 3 guys on that.
Yeah. They have 3 guys there and fucking 100,000 wildlings just go past. Fuck! Please. Send a raven to Castle Black. We may be late on this.
Look at Tormund. John's like, I thought you said you were fucking leaving like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But everyone's favorite fucking moment coming up, right? Like everything... everyone ever wanted for fucking John and Ghost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
And it was nice. It was nice to see.
Yeah. Well, I think after this episode's over, we should go over, like, the character arcs and see whether or not they landed / are satisfying. Or, like, we feel okay about it. I really thought this was going to be a time jump. I was hoping it was. Like seeing old Jon Snow and old Sansa and everything. I don't know why I'm explaining it. You know how time works. What the fuck? I thought she was getting married here.
Yeah, so did I.
I need that poster. Fuck.
Oh, my trusty spyglass.
Yeah, my trusted spyglass. I spent fucking 3 years in Braavos training as a faceless man and used it, what, once? Used my training once? Not even? Whatever. She killed the Night King, though, bro.
That's right.
Dude, how great was that when Tormund's like, you got the North in you, the real North, and then he fucking ends up there, man. Fuck!
That's right. Well, he just... he went back there, and he was there, like, who knows how long it's been, right? He's been there for, like, 3 days, and he's like, there's fucking nothing to do here.
There's nothing to do here!
I'm gonna leave. I'm peace out, everyone. I'm out.
Where's my brother with the fucking Weirwood internet?
Sansa, you did a lot to deserve this. Fuck you.
I like the parallels of everybody walking.
Oh, absolutely.
All the Stark kids walking, like.
I love fucking the Stark ship.
Yeah, and their own domain. Oh, dude, the head of that Stark ship?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Oh, hi, Ghost.
Come here, you.
Ghost, what happened to your ear? I told Liz, what if Ghost just pissed on him and was like, that's for fucking leaving me, bitch. Just pissed on
his
knee.
Bit his fucking throat out. your watch has ended.
Fucking Queen of the North. Queen in the North.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the crown was placed on her head, I started yelling Queen in the North, and then they did too, and I felt like I started the chant.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Look at that chair. Fuck! She's like, maybe I can fucking get laid now.
Yeah, well, fucking Theon would have been king of the fucking North if he would have fucking not died.
Yeah.
If Bran wouldn't have got him killed.
Bran, or Theon, thank you. Go fucking kill yourself now.
not Theon, run.
Theon, you can get away. Just run.
If you literally stand behind me right now, you'll be okay. Fucking dick. Bran is the biggest dick in the fucking world.
Remember fucking Mira? Don't worry, Bran doesn't either. She's the one that pushed him in the sled in the fucking snow for like 2 years.
Didn't give a fuck.
Thanks, Mira. Your journey's done now. You, go fucking kill yourself.
Fucking character, I don't care.
Ugh. Oh, those kids, goddamn.
They were fucking, they had rooms and shit.
Yeah,
they had beds. They're like, look at this fucking bed.
I really dig Kid Harington's facial expressions in this scene. Where he gives like the slightest smile. Which is like really, I don't know, puts a really nice bow on his character as a whole, in the whole series.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he found his first love, Ygritte.
Yep.
He's got his fucking black cloak.
All the women and children walking beside him. No, no, take the horse, please.
Oh. God damn it. Final shot of the entire series. What the fuck? So weird, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. It's Weird Beard.
That's his new name as a wilding. Weird Beard.
Weird Beard.
Yeah. All hail Weird Beard.
Fuck, man. That's it.
That's
it. I mean, I suppose we'll be talking more about it on this week's BingeCast, but
mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I hated that one scene. I mean, you could tell I drastically changed during this commentary when that one scene.
The small council scene?
Yeah, and it all has to do with fucking Bran. Like, I'm not necessarily angry that he... I just hate how they proceeded to get him there in this season. They did a lot of work with him in other seasons, but this season seemed just a fucking waste of time with him.
It seemed more of like, we want to give the audience a gotcha moment as opposed to just like fleshing it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I don't mind that Bran is on the throne either, but just fucking lay the groundwork. And I don't think they did.
No, they didn't.
If anything, they it seemed like they just not only went for a gotcha moment, but were, you know, not even following their own logic, which is my huge problem with the, you know, last few seasons.
It's hard to follow logic with that character. Like, if you want to give him all. Yeah,
because it's not consistent. They haven't written it consistently.
No, he has so many abilities and he never uses them for anything good to like, it just doesn't make sense. I get it. Like, if you want to treat him like God, like, oh, everything happens for a reason. But I mean, come on. The whole Theon thing, we just joked about it. But fucking seriously. Like, if you know he's going to die in 5 seconds, tell him to stand over here. Like, what the fuck? Like, why would you let him die? Maybe because Theon would overtake Sansa. Like, there's arguments to be made. I get it. But fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stupid.
Totally. Totally.
I think a big reason of him being the king is because he's not going to do shit. And Tyrion's a real king. Like, he's running everything now, basically, is what I think. And we saw it in that meeting, right? The first meeting of whoever the fuck. Bran fucking peaced out. He was just like, fuck it.
Well, there's a saying that Big Bobby B, rest in peace,
right,
said during his kingship. That the commoners have a saying that goes, the king shits and the hand wipes.
Yeah, well,
that's and he definitely did that.
That's literal now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Give me those little hands, you.
A fucking King Bobby B was the fucking Three-Eyed Raven. He predicted that.
It makes so much sense why he has those glowing laser eyes and all those memes. He fucking sees everything. It's my favorite fucking shit. Any Bobby B meme is just my favorite thing of all time. All right. Yeah, I said we were going to talk about each character arc, but I think we should save that for the binge cast. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I get a piss, and that would be a great idea.
Yeah. Wow, what a ride, people. Thank you for listening every week to this Game of Thrones commentary. I think we started in like season 4.
Season 3,
because I think that was when Joffrey died.
And that, you know, this has by far been my favorite commentary that I've done. The Sons went sour way early. What else did we do? Oh, I did that vampire show. That was the worst.
I did Walking Dead for a bit. I mean,
oh, The Walking Dead, and that one went worse. But I mean, this one's been the fun. Even if we've been poking fun at a lot this season, it's still been a great time. And so I've come such a long way as just like, this is a cool show, into getting so much deeper into it. I started listening to the books afterwards, and this became a thing for me. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So fucking man, I'll definitely miss it as a show in its entirety, but I can't wait for those fucking books now, just to know that we still have those coming is a great thing.
Well, now that you got the Game of Thrones fever, which is weird because it's fucking over, it's like you just want to go back to book stuff. I could send you some links for some like essays and shit, some analysizers. That's really, really fucking good.
All right, but
before we peace out, just overall, satisfied with the ending? And like we'll get more detailed in this week's binge cast, but how about satisfied with the ending / rating?
All right. Am I satisfied with the ending? I like we just touched on it in the conversation before this. I'm okay with the ending. Yes, I'm satisfied with the ending.
Mm-hmm.
How they got there is another story. But yes, I'm satisfied with the ending. Rating as for what? The series or the season? Or the episode?
The episode. Yeah.
The episode. I'm like a soft 7.
Yeah. I have to give it a 7. I really want to give it a 6. If this is the penultimate episode or just any other episode, I'd give it a 6. But it's the final one, man. And like you said, like this has just been such a huge part of my life. And it's fucking over now, you know?
Yep.
But, the books will hopefully come out. But even if they don't, there's still so much material that you could comb through in the 5 books and the 3... Dunkin' Egg novellas. There's just in the World of Ice and Fire, Fire and Blood Volume 1. There's just so much material out there that you can still keep yourself in the universe and find new things, which is fucking awesome.
Yep.
But I'm satisfied with the ending. I gotta be honest. I'm satisfied. Like you said, how we got there is I'm a little iffy on. A lot iffy on. But at the risk of nitpicking, I'll just say that I'm satisfied with the ending. I think they landed it overall. It's obviously not going to make everybody happy, but it shouldn't piss everybody off either. I mean, I just don't think it's one of those. I mean, I've heard about Dexter ending. I've heard about Lost ending. I haven't watched those shows, so I can't really compare. But I'm satisfied. I can't see why this would be just all out hated. I really can't.
No, I can't either. But I will say this. Midway through this series, all I wanted was for the Starks to come on top. And if you look at this end, like, Jon's basically, kind of the leader of the Wildings now.
Yeah.
Sansa's fucking queen of the North. And fucking Bran is the fucking king of the Six Kingdoms. They won. I didn't think I'd be kind of mad about how two of them got there, but I am. But still, they won, and that's what I wanted.
It's also kind of weird. So the Starks just fucking own the Seven Kingdoms, right? They own the North. They own the Six Kingdoms. They own Beyond the Wall. Like, Jon, more or less, is king Beyond the Wall. They're going to follow him.
Arya's going to go, maybe go rule the rest of the fucking
world. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But hell yeah, that could happen. Which has to be satisfying for the people that were Team Stark. But, it is kind of silly that all we wanted was for the Stark family to get together. And then as soon as they do, they're like, later, we're all fucking going to our separate ways.
We all started new jobs.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like we're both 7/10 and ending was satisfying. We'll talk more in detail on this week's BingeCast. All right, everybody.
All right.
All right.